Coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Justin Ambler. In fact, Justin's on the line with me now. Talking about Australia facing a backlash from a pro-Israel group over Gaza ceasefire statements. Justin is a policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Good, thanks, Kathy. Nice to talk to you again.
Always lovely to speak to you. Justin, thank you so much for the time. Can we please talk about the backlash from, you know, the pro-Israel group over the Gaza ceasefire statement? So what is the Gaza ceasefire statement?
Well, I should just reiterate, last week we had the 28 countries which signed a joint statement calling for a ceasefire.
Yes, an immediate ceasefire.
After that, an immediate ceasefire. Now, after that, Australian Prime Minister then released his own statement, which is very similar in the essence to the joint statement, but more catered to an Australian audience. And it was a statement that's probably his harshest statement on Israel since the war began. So where the joint statement was a bit of a, you know, compromise between 28 countries, this was a much more Australian-centric statement. But essentially, it's got the same message, yet it's couched with, I guess, a little bit more emotive language and more moralistic preaching, if I could say that. So that's what happened after that. Now, both statements, lay the blame on Israel, okay? Yet, in this statement, Albanese does attempt to be a little bit more nuanced in that he calls out Hamas's terror and brutality, but... And he essentially reaffirms Israel's right to exist by highlighting Australia's, you know, support in the creation of the modern-day state of Israel, because Australia played quite a significant role in the early days.
That's true, yes.
Now, it did. Yeah, it was quite a really pivotal role, actually. Now, he does mention the hostages, and he's a little bit clearer in its condemnation of Hamas. But like the joint statement, he also doesn't tie the ceasefire with the release of the hostages. So in some ways, it attempts to be more balanced, but you know, by trying to not appear overly one-sided. But in other ways, it uses harsher language. And when I say harsher language, he describes Israel's actions that cannot be defended or ignored. And he also has, you know, quite strong words, where he basically says Israel's denial of aid, there's a quote, Israel's denial of aid and the killing of civilians, including children, seeking access to water and food, cannot be defended or ignored. So definitely a mixed statement, you know, a little bit more balanced in some areas, but still harsher in other areas.
Do you think it's important for countries to come out and make statements about things happening in the Middle East where ostensibly they don't actually have any skin in the game?
You know, it's a good point. And we should emphasize that statements like this do nothing for the situation in the Middle East. It's very much...
I don't think it's doing anything for the Palestinian people. I don't think that it's benefiting anyone, so why do it? You're just adding to the blow.
Look, it's for domestic consumption. It's very much for domestic consumption. You know, when it comes to Israel, every country has... It creates a lot of a lot of emotion within the country for and against, and governments, you know, respond to that by trying to to appeal to certain voting electorates in the action, in the language they use against Israel. So as you said, it does nothing for Israelis or Palestinians, but it probably helps local domestic audience to show that the government is being strong or harsh on Israel. So that would, you know, suit them in some areas.
Yeah, I mean, I ask this about my own country, Justin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ask this about my own country. I ask this about South Africa. You know, we have a government which is, it's not a human rights government. The ANC doesn't believe in human rights. It's the people of South Africa and the constitution of South Africa, but the ANC are often acting in conflict of that, right? And yet they put themselves forward as this big human rights organization, but they're not even looking after the human rights of South Africans. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I do wonder why they are getting involved in something in which they have no skin in the game. They have nothing, there's no value for the ANC to be involved in the Middle East. Nothing.
No, there isn't. And we should, and especially in the case of South Africa, actually, we should just add that the government, when it comes to Israel, the government is very different to the people of South Africa. You know, I've seen plenty of support from Australia, from South Africans, plenty of support for Israel. But yeah, the government is a completely different, it's coming from a completely different angle. And absolutely, it's politically involved. You know, it has its own interests. I mean, for South Africa to take, you know, Israel to the international, to the ICJ court, the International
Court of Justice, yeah,
court to rule on, yeah, Court of Justice, to rule on plausible genocide, it is, what does it do for South Africa? It does nothing.
Well, okay, except obviously it depends who you believe.
Well, I mean,
might have got them a whole lot of money to run the election.
Got them a lot of attention.
Yeah, and
exactly,
run money to run the election. They were broke.
Exactly. I know. I've read quite a bit about that. Some injection of funds, might have helped. Yeah. But you know. But again, as you say, it's no skin in the game. It has no effect other than really smearing Israel's name. And I guess when it comes to Australia, it's probably more disappointing, because Australia's always had a very strong relationship with Israel. It's been very close. It's been certainly one of the most supportive countries of Israel until this current government.
It
was always seen as supporting Israel, very much so, in international forums and United Nations. But with the current government, that's changed. It's visibly changed in their language, in their actions, in their votes. They've changed votes in the United Nations, which used to be in support of Israel, is now against Israel.
You know,
and
Justin,
we're feeling it, you know.
The world is in a space right now where we can no longer afford to be sitting on the fence. So I think that's probably why all, you know, countries are coming out with statements. I mean, look at Yemen.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, exactly. And that's, that's the whole irony. You know, everyone finds their voice when it comes to Israel, but there are so many crises and conflicts going on in the world which no one says a word. You mentioned Yemen. There's South Sudan. There's massive starvation in South Sudan. Not a word. There's, of course, you know, in Afghanistan, there were, I believe it's something like 1 million Pakistan citizens were moved to Afghanistan. No statements, no sense of outrage. But when it comes to little Israel, which is a tiny little country, as you know, fighting against literal monsters, and I don't use that, you know, in an exaggerated way, fighting against monsters, suddenly everyone finds their moral clarity and moral center and feel they have the right, you know, to comment on what Israel does to defend its citizens.
Thank God people are finding their moral center.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Their moral center.
The fact
just, depends
that it's there.
Where that center is.
Yeah, exactly. Justin, thank you so much. And thanks for making time to speak to me this afternoon. That is Justin Amler. He's a policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. He's also ex-South African, as you can hear.